Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game. This side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Matthew from Woodway is. Matthew, are you there?
Matthew.
Look at
Matthew. Hello.
Matthew,
you're not there. Oh, there's no backup.
Oh, boy. Matthew, if we're on your Bluetooth, switch over to something else.
Matthew.
He's there.
He's there. Wait. He's, no.
Part of him is there.
Oh, Matthew, you are breaking up left and right, friend. Not sure if it's a Bluetooth issue or what.
Wait.
No.
Amazing.
All right, looks like he is trying to find a new backup because we had a backup, but we lost the backup. Well,
I could always play.
I mean, if worse comes to worse, we'll have to make that happen.
I want to play Steve, so, you know.
Do you?
Yeah, I've always wanted to play Steve.
I can arrange that.
I mean, we can make that happen.
You want to do it?
Let's do
Or should we see who this person is?
Look at Taryn. Doesn't want you to.
I know. Look, Taryn just wants to shoot me down.
All right. All right. Let's do Danny.
All right.
Call number two right now.
Yeah. Let's go.
Want me to answer this one?
Do the first one.
Hello. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Matt from Puyallup. I'll always be your backup.
From one Matt to another.
Wow.
All right, Steve. Our backup Matt is ready to go, so you can get out of here.
I do want to say, Taryn Daly did not want Danny V to play.
No. How do you know he hasn't been cheating?
She was flipping me off the whole time.
Oh, that's true.
He had him print the questions.
He does print the questions for you. Now I know why he wanted to play.
All right, I'm so glad Matthew called in. For those playing at home, Matt has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many feet are in a yard?
3 feet.
What part of the body do cataracts affect?
Eyes.
Yes. In what century was Guinness invented?
Did you say what century?
What century?
1800?
Yes, 18th. Who is the lead singer of Shinedown?
I don't know, pass.
New Orleans is located on which river?
Mississippi.
Yes. In which 1992 movie does Whoopi Goldberg hide in a covenant?
I know what it is, too. Pass for now.
What type of animal is a tanager?
A tiger, lion, bear.
No. What country's flag features a red circle representing the sun?
China?
No.
Japan?
Yes. Sterling Holloway was the original voice of what animated bear?
Paddington?
No.
Smokey?
No.
Yogi?
No. Which sport features 4 Grand Slam tournaments?
Tennis.
Correct. Who is the lead singer of Shinedown?
I don't know.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct there, Matt.
Right on.
All right, we're waving Steve back in.
Also, another another PSA to all the listeners. This is why if you're backup, you stay backup.
Yes, hang on. It happens. Steve Miggs, no backup necessary for you.
Uh-oh.
But are you ready?
I believe that I am. Let's see.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many feet are in a yard?
36.
No.
Oh, wait. I need a backup. 3.
Yes. What part of the body do cataracts affect?
The eyes.
Yes. What century was Guinness invented?
What century?
Yeah.
18.
Correct. Who is the lead singer of Shinedown?
Smith. Brent Smith.
Yes. New Orleans is located on which river?
The Louisiana.
No.
The Mississippi.
Correct. In which 1992 movie does Whoopi Goldberg hide in a covenant?
Oh, The Nuns. What the hell is it? What the hell? That's not the right thing to say.
Nice.
Sister Act.
That's it. What type of animal is a tanager?
Type of animal is a tanager? A monkey.
No.
Gorilla.
No.
Elephant.
No. Which country's flag features a red circle representing the sun?
China.
No.
Japan.
Yes. Sterling Holloway was the original voice of what animated bear?
Yogi Bear.
No.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. Look at you, Steve. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct. That is a win. 8-6. Thank you for being the backup, Matthew, but sorry you did not beat Miggs.
Great game, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Take care. And thanks for stepping up.
I get real fired up if I ever seen a Western tanager in my bird feeders, and that is a bird, a Western tanager, or a tanager is a bird, but the Western tanagers are so beautiful, Steve.
Did you discover this because of that bird app that you use? Or
Merlin?
Or have you always known that a Western tanager is a beautiful
bird? I've known about Western tanagers. I've been seeing them for a few years. They look like someone's exotic bird got loose. They're very beautiful. One question you did not get to. Which sport features 4 Grand Slam tournaments?
Oh, that's tennis.
It is. See, how gorgeous is that?
Huh. That's a really pretty bird.
You'd be fired up if you saw one of those, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, no, actually, I wouldn't give an F.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are a big fan of music, was that your maiden call? If you are a big fan of music, we have a very simple question to ask you. 206-803-ROCK. If you are a lover of music, call 206-803-ROCK, and we will ask a simple question after Aerosmith. Yesterday, we spoke with a fabulous lady named Carla Well Knight.
The She's best.
70 years old, battling an aggressive form of breast cancer, but just recently got to see her all-time favorite band in concert on the floor, and that would be Nine Inch Nails. So while we were chatting with her, we got onto the topic of what song she might want to listen to when it's her time to leave, and she told us about how she helped pick out the music for her brother's funeral.
Is there a certain song that you absolutely want to have playing?
You know, I've been thinking about that for quite some time, and there isn't one yet. I'm still thinking about it. When my brother died, I had 2 songs picked out, and one was by Opeth, and the other one was from a Gentle Giant. Not a lot of people know who Gentle Giant is.
I know Opeth, but I don't know Gentle Giant.
They were a 70s band that I loved them to pieces. So I had 2 songs picked out for him. So I'll work on 2 songs for me.
What are you leaning towards?
I like some of the older Nine Inch Nails, like off of, like I love the song The Wretched, but I don't think that's quite.
I don't know if
we're just spitballing here, you know.
I love the song on The Fragile.
Yeah.
The Fragile is my favorite album. I like Trent when he's battling his demons. His newer stuff is good, but it runs a little poppy for me. I still love him.
I love that she's 70 and she's calling out Nine Inch Nails for being too poppy.
Carla's my hero.
Yes.
This leads us to a simple question. And we're going to start with Crystal in Snohomish. Crystal, our simple question to you. What song do you want played on the way out?
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Wait, like the children's song or the rap song?
The children's song, because I'm crazy enough to be like making people wonder.
The monkey stopped to pick up his hat. Pop Goes the Weasel.
At first, I thought she was going with this. Do you remember the band Third Base?
No.
Pop Goes the Weasel, the Weasel. Pop Goes the Weasel, the Weasel. Pop Goes the Weasel.
goes the weasel, because the weasel goes pop. Okay.
Russ
they seemed a lot cooler when I was younger.
Yes. Russ is in Salem, Oregon. What song do you want played on the way out?
Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
I do respect the irony of that one. Another One Bites the Dust. Are you a big Queen fan, or are you just trying to let people have a good smile when you're being buried?
Andy is in Fife this morning. Andy, what song do you want played when you're on the way out?
You know, I want the Ramones Sedated, because 24 hours ago, I wanted to be sedated.
I love this music video because, like, there's just chaos going on around them. And the four members of the Ramones are just sitting at, like, a kitchen table, just, like, reading the comics, eating breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Just living a very boring, mundane life while everyone else around them is insane.
It's like the world, man.
Yeah, man.
James, you're in Federal Way. What song do you want played on the way out?
Lateralis from Tool.
Ooh. Wow, we're having a dark funeral. All right, I got one.
For you?
No, for Danny.
Oh.
I instantly thought of Danny for this one. I feel like if he doesn't answer this, Mr. King of Emo Night over at Numo's, he'd be crazy not to go with this one. Yeah.
And you better be singing it, Steve.
Oh, you know I will.
Singing my Requiem, whatever that is.
I don't know either, but I'll be doing it for you. What would you go with?
Oh, of course I would have to go with...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy. I'd much rather you save this day.
I think I'm going to be busy that day.
Wow. At my funeral, Taryn?
Can we go back when Pop goes to Weasel?
Pop goes to Weasel because the Weasel goes Pop.
All right, Taryn Daly, what are you going with?
This one.
This one, let's see, okay. Yeah. I agree with this one.
A little bitch from Meredith Brooks.
This is like 90s alt-rock nostalgia right here. I mean, it's true. You are a bitch and nothing in between.
Yeah. Nothing in between. Yeah. You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit. Steve, what's your song? It's the
final down. We used to walk on stage to this when I was in a band, so I could see you going out with this one.
Now Steve's going to walk off stage to this one.
And I give you guys full freedom to accidentally, quote-unquote, drop my casket.
Oh, no.
Just to add a little levity to the moment.
Will you fart when we do it?
Yes, I'll have a recording that says you hear me go ow and then a fart.
All right, we planned it all out.
We got one more.
Okay.
Jaden, you're in Snohomish this morning. What song would you like to hear on the way out?
Probably Because I Got High by Afro Man. Everybody laughing.
Oh my God.
That's a good one.
I was going to live my life, but then I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
The Daily Mix Show. Do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see the band Ghost at Climate Pledge Arena on February 15th. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Ghost at Climate Pledge Arena, and that show is coming up on February 15th. Our contestant this morning is Nathan from Lacey. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with Steve Miggs or Taryn Daly.
The wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be Miggsy? Let's find out. Nathan, I'm here for you. Let's win these Ghost tickets.
Let's go, Migs.
All right, Nathan, here is your clip.
Nice.
Yeah, I got that one. That's definitely the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy, with Crazy Train.
Oh. I just spent a good amount of time listening to this record and a bunch of his earlier stuff because of that Into the Void docuseries on Randy Rhoads. If you're a fan of Ozzy Osbourne or Randy Rhoads, it's on Hulu. It's well worth spending an hour of your day watching. It's a great piece.
One down. Excellent work, Nathan. Steve Miggs, here is your clip.
I know it's Tool. Now here comes the problem. I know.
Maybe Nathan knows.
Nathan, do you have any idea, and can you give me a hint?
It's one word, right?
Yeah. It is.
Yes.
Okay.
Which kind of narrows it down.
Is it a word that would be hard? Okay.
Does it rhyme with something that, like, light would shine through and...
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm glad you went with that, because I was going to say, I believe it rhymes with something very naughty.
Okay, don't say that.
And I believe the song title is Schism. But Prism, a way better hint for the radio.
That's why Nathan's going to see the band Ghost, because he's so good at this game.
Heck yeah, guys. Thank you.
Congratulations, Nathan.
If we've talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about, go ahead and call now. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Foo Fighters. Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we weren't able to get to at the time, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it is brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, Septic, and Mechanical. Please call if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. The number is 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, Steve Miggs, we were talking about medical emergencies that we may have witnessed at one time or another in our lives. And Joey from Everett has a story about this. Joey, tell us about the medical emergency that you witnessed.
Good morning, everybody. So I'm from Southern California. I was eating my lunch in Carl's Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And stay away from flimsy bacon, by the way, because that's what I choked on.
You choked on Carl's Jr.?
Yeah, on the bacon. Yeah, I was eating a superstar. I'm running around the lobby trying to get help. Nobody would help me. They're like scurrying away from me and everything. So I ended up giving myself behind like on a chair.
So did you just have to like slam your chest into the chair?
Yeah, I actually fractured a rib doing that.
Did it work on the first attempt?
No, it took me like 10 attempts.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's just watching me. Like, nobody helps.
I mean, on the flip side, it is Everett. You know, there's some crazy. They probably have been thinking this guy's tweaking on something.
No, this is in Southern California. That's where I'm from.
Okay. Yeah, they have no excuse then.
Yeah, exactly, right? And I knew how to do it because I had to give my sister the Heimlich like a few years prior. So I kind of knew what I was doing, but yeah, it's not easy to doing it to yourself.
Was your sister also choking on flimsy bacon?
She was choking on fatty ham.
So you guys just need to stay away from pigs, is what we're saying.
Yeah, I think so, right?
Hey, Joey, question for you. How long, I mean, I don't know if you have, obviously you didn't have a stopwatch, but like approximately how long do you think it took from when you started choking to when you, because you said it took many tries, you broke a rib. How long did it take?
I think about 4 minutes.
Oh my!
It seemed like eternity, but it was pretty crazy scary, man. Like when you can't breathe, it was ridiculous. It's funny now that I think about it, but like everybody's like, "Ooh, get away from me! I'm not helping you."
So now, do you just go out of your way to chew everything like extra well?
I'm very careful. Yes, I'm very careful.
So also, I'm just shocked that you went with the superstar and didn't go with the Big Carl, because I feel like if you're going to get a burger at Carl's Jr., you got to go Big Carl.
Well, this was back in the day. This was, I think I was 23 at the time, 22 or 23. So okay. that's quite a while ago.
Do you remember when they had pineapple on their burgers?
I don't.
I do.
Dude, so I mean, I didn't choke, but I almost got into a car accident one time when I was eating a Carl's Jr. It was their teriyaki burger. And it had a piece of pineapple on it. I took a bite, and I didn't keep the wrapper on. I was just so aggressively bit at it, and the pineapple slid right out of the burger and onto my clothes and all over. It's like teriyaki sauces everywhere. And it was at that moment I'm like, I got to stop eating while driving.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or at least not eat something with teriyaki sauce and a pineapple.
Or at least keep the wrapper on it so everything stays contained, Steve.
Are you a Carl's person?
I don't know if I've ever even eaten at a Carl's Jr.
Danny. Are we surprised?
No.
She literally has never tried any fast food in her life, so.
They've got so many great options. I mean, we could spend a good month enjoying the burgers at Carl's Jr. Oh,
do they have a good plant-based option?
They used to. They stopped having it.
Don't they? Isn't Hardee's the same as Carl's Jr. too?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's like an East Coast, West Coast thing.
Ah, oh, so good.
But yeah, Carl's Jr. is one of my favorite spots.
Have you ever choked?
I beat Megs a couple times.
you've never had a choking incident before?
Not that I could think of where I was like in fear of my life. Like four minutes sounds terrible.
That sounds really terrible. And I think about how slow time feels like it's going by in that moment.
Have you ever choked?
No, but I had to do some, you know, I don't think they prep parents for as often as your kid is maybe going to choke on something when they're younger. Mm-hmm. There were a few different instances where we had to like give Barrett a good little whack.
See, that's funny because on the flip side, wherever we went to like, you know, learn how to do CPR and also if your child's choking, they instilled fear in my head thinking they're like, it's just a matter of time before your child chokes on something. Every child chokes. So, you know, you live on high alert because I had it in my head that my daughter's going to choke on something at some point. And thankfully, knock on wood, she hasn't.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that I was grateful that they showed us what to do because I did have to do it.
Damn.
Yeah, craziness. Chew your food.
Oh, someone wanted to chew your food. There's our PSA. Someone wanted to know if any of us are going to see Three Days Grace tonight.
No.
Yes. Danny, you're going.
I am. I've never seen 3 Days Grace, and I'm excited. I've seen Breaking Benjamin before, but I've never seen 3 Days Grace. So I was like, you know what? They're opening the show.
They're going to be there.
I'll go early and check them out.
And where's that? Climate Pledge?
Climate Pledge, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be rocking.
I know. The second time I'm at Climate Pledge in a week.
Dude, and how about this is the second time that they're going to be there in a week? Because I did see pictures on the Seattle Kraken and 3 Days Grace's social media pages. They were at the Kraken, the preseason game yesterday.
Which is super cool. I mean, and they got some cool Filson Kraken shirts. I wonder if they're going to have some of those for me.
Do you have an extra like $70?
No.
Isn't that what they charge for those Filson shirts?
They do.
That's a pretty
penny. Just a t-shirt?
Yes.
For $70?
It's the Filson brand.
What tax bracket do you think I'm in?
Apparently not the 3 Days Grace bracket. I got a feeling they got theirs for free.
Yeah.
They have a Filson brand shirt there. And I remember seeing it when I went to the team shop and it just says Kraken in big block letters. Just black t-shirt, white letters. You know, that's right up my alley.
Your uniform.
They're speaking my language. So I'm like, oh, you know what? This is so ridiculous. It just says, I have a t-shirt that just says Go Mariners. Like, that's how stupid I am. And I walked over there to look at it, and I instantly put it right back down because it was like $70.
No way.
And my first thought was, I could make that on like a website by myself. I'm making bootleg Filson shirts now on my own time.
Make me one next time.
Okay, $5. I'll get it taken care of.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are throwing down a little Mariners playoffs party this Saturday at the Hall on Occidental. Steve Miggs, we don't know what time the game is going to be yet. It could be 10 in the morning. It could be
7 at night.
7 at night, but we're going to be there. And we're going to update you on what time that game actually starts, what time first pitch is, as soon as we know it.
But if you want to come party with us, watch the game right by T-Mobile Park. We'll be at the Hall at Occidental.
Details at KISW.com. Dog is going to be returning to NBC Universal's broadcast team for the 2026 Winter Olympics in Italy, which kicks off February 6th.
Guess who's back?
Who's, Who's back? Can't tell us.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
That is awesome.
Teaming
actually.
Up again with Mike Tirico. He's going to be doing commentary, going to different cultural landmarks and things of that nature, be part of all the events, and then chat with the athletes and some of their family members. And his fan favorite is Snoop's Greatest Hits. That will also be back.
Now, I hope he's bringing it back. Remember when it was him and Kevin Hart?
That was the best.
And they would like recap stuff that they watched in the Olympics. I found a couple of my favorite moments, one involving a horse, the other one involving a wrestler. And man, just watching him back makes me realize NBC, smart idea bringing Snoop Dogg back.
Horses, I like this. This is equestrian.
This is prancing.
By the way, look at that horse.
Did you? Oh, the horse crip walking, girl. You see that? Oh, that's sad.
And do yourself a favor, find that video because it's so funny, it's so watching this horse kind of do a weird gallop while they're talking about it.
That's gangsters of love. Oh, look at this, girl.
Oh, come on, man.
This horse is off the chain. I got to get this motherfucker in a video. Girl.
Oh, you
Oh, my God.
Snoop said I got to put the horse in the video.
The off the chain.
Did we know if he ever put that horse in the video?
He better.
Right?
Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yes. Oh, no.
Oh, no. He put his ass on his head? What was that, the nutcracker? He said, hold on, cuz. Put his ass on my head, cuz. I thought we was wrestling, cuz.
Yep.
There they go. Oh, there they go.
Oh, he didn't hit him with the forehead thrust.
Yeah, he did. He gave him the old head. He put his on his head.
He didn't put his forehead in and
kissed
it.
He did. He kissed it.
I want all of my sporting events to feature that commentary.
Dude, Snoop, when I remember he'd jump on sometimes with like the NHL, and he's so great with the hockey commentary. I mean, the WWE have used him many times before, and when he does commentary with them, I'm like, I know he's busy and he doesn't have the time to do it, but I agree. Make him do commentary for every sport.
He really is the gift that keeps on giving.
So great.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
A week from Saturday, we will be participating in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk in Seattle down on Pier 62. We would love for you to join the KISW team at KISW.com. That's also where you can make a donation to support Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.